Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscience?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Now, no prizes for guessing what makes the front pages in pretty much all of the Irish newspapers this morning. Micheál Martin's almost hour-long meeting inside the Oval Office at the White House yesterday, starting with the Indo. Of course, almost half of their front page taken up with a photo of Donald Trump, Micheál Martin, handing over the bowl of shamrock, and also Micheál Martin's wife, Mary. Their headline is, US is going to take back a lot of what was stolen, says Trump. Inside then, there's an opinion piece from Shannon Sheehan on how the Taoiseach ducked, dived and survived his meeting with Donald Trump, which I suppose after Vladimir Zelensky's encounter is actually a win. On page two then, a report from Washington as well, with the headline, Taoiseach wins Trump's approval during warm White House meeting. Inside elsewhere then in the Indo on page 14, we learn how officials have stopped finalising arrangements for that excess water use charge amid the furore over the proposal. Look, no S. Sherlock, really, if ever there was a case that you can't help but think the officials in the Department of Housing who were working on these plans we heard about on Monday really have short memories. I mean, how could it ever gone down like anything other than a rat sandwich? I mean, we all have those memories of the water protests and, you know, how they could think that even at this juncture, even 10, 15, 20 years down the line, I'm still not sure there'll ever be an appetite that that one won't also be fought. The Irish Times, again, has the front page photo taking up most of its half page of the Taoiseach and Donald Trump shaking hands in the Oval Office. There's a report from Keith Duggan on the front page who was there. It's entitled, Diplomacy is a Delicate Art. Sometimes it's an exercise in saying nothing. Inside then, another piece from political editor Pat Leahy. Trump repeatedly criticised the EU, but displayed no hostility towards Ireland. That must be classed as some sort of a result. I think it's fair to say that the reaction here at home, particularly from the opposition parties, was very swift yesterday evening after that meeting. Micheál Martin's exchange with Donald Trump, they were fairly swiftly critical of it. The papers, I think, though, have taken a bit of a softer line on the Taoiseach this morning and his performance. I think myself that he probably followed more of the Macron and Starmer approach. A bit of flattery, interjecting somewhat, but not enough to provoke that Zelensky-type incident. Elsewhere then, inside the Irish Times, we hear how Dunstores was fined €30,000 for selling a bottle of infant formula 9 years out of date in a store at Trimgate in Navan, not surprisingly making a five-week-old infant that it was fed to violently ill. On to the Irish Daily Mail. Again, it's Donald Trump and Micheál Martin on the front cover. Micheál Martin smiling broadly alongside President Trump outside of the White House. Inside, we hear how six new TDs are replaced as councillors by relations of theirs, showing the political dynasties, I think, in Ireland, or want to be political dynasties, still exist. And the Irish Daily Mail also telling us this morning how McDonald's is embracing the Cúpla Focal as a Big Mac Happy Meal. Chicken nuggets can all now be ordered at Scoilga, the fast food chain introducing Irish language self-service kiosks across the country. It follows on from a successful trial in Galway City. And McDonald's saying it hopes to make dining more inclusive and accessible for Gaeligores. The Irish Examiner again showing the Taoiseach presenting the bowl of shamrock to President Trump last night alongside his wife Mary in the photo as well. Ireland stole pharma firms, claims Trump, is the main headline there. Elsewhere then on page one of the Examiner, Darylene tells us how auctioneer Sherry Fitzgerald has put an asking price of €25,000 on a parking space near UCC. Now, it's a single parking space within the walls of Suncroft in Victoria Cross. I must admit, I don't know the area very well. Despite having family in Cork, I'm not very familiar with the city. But it is described in the estate agent's blurb as a most convenient location opposite Hennessy's Centra, and on the doorstep of UCC, all major hospitals and also bus routes. The article states how the estate agency says it's already received several calls about the parking space, with some offers in the five-figure range, and a sale is expected to be finalised in the coming weeks. DAF.ie also apparently has the space on its site as well, but only two other parking spaces are available to buy that even come close to the price of the Victoria Cross vacancy. In Shannon Cove in County Leitrim, there's a space priced at €18,000. And on Cork Street in Dublin 8, there's a vacancy going for €25,000 as well. I don't actually drive into work, and I don't pay parking very, very often. But I suppose if you do the maths on it, say you have to pay €20 a day parking. That's what? 100 a week, 52 weeks of the year, if you were working 52 weeks of the year, 5,200. So it'll pay for itself in 5 years, I suppose. You know, if that's a bit of a stretch economically, it does sound absolutely ludicrous, though, somebody paying 25 grand for a parking space. But then I suppose that all comes down to what the return on it is. My personal favourite of all of the White House coverage this morning goes to the Irish Daily Star. It's got a close-up shot of Vice President JD Vance's lower leg. The headline, "Sock of the Morning to You." So Trump won't hurt Ireland, as JD turns up in Shamrocks, that infamous moment where he told us yesterday about sock diplomacy and then showed us, lifted the trouser leg to show us his white socks with the green shamrock on it. I have to say, I did cringe rather a lot. It's the white sock thing, actually, more than the, you know, trying to be more, trying to out-Irish or out-Paddy the Irish. It just brings me back to the 1980s. And white toweling socks that all of the lads I went to school with wore, and shorter trouser lengths as well. So that was what inflicted the horror in me. One of the outliers this morning in terms of the Irish papers going with a completely different front page. No justice for feud hit victims. This is the DPP has directed nobody should be prosecuted over the murder of two innocent people in a botched gangland shooting in North Dublin 8 years ago. A sitting of Dublin District Coroner's Court yesterday heard that nobody will face proceedings for the double murder of Antoinette Corbally, who's 47, and Clinton Shannon, age 30, in Ballymun on August 16, 2017. Both suffered fatal gunshot wounds in an incident on Ballbutcher Drive in Ballymun, where Miss Corbally's brother, Derek Butler Devoy, is believed to have been the intended target of a gangland hit, but no prosecutions being taken in relation to that.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.